Then the shadow walked into the room. The little boy watched it from his bed. He wondered, where did this shadow come from? Thank you.
you are in fact listening to... Thank you, everyone. You are in fact listening to Inspirato Projecto. Thank you for tuning in. We've got lots of fun and spectacular things just waiting for you. So, we'll talk to you later.
Hey, how you doing, brother? This is Desert Fox. I just wanted to, half apologize because I didn't answer the phone. I did see it ringing. I had been in bed for an hour, and the second time I saw it ringing, I had been in bed for a few hours. So, yeah, we're on West Coast time. We live in Arizona. I work during the day, so, yeah. Try again another time, a different time of the day, maybe. I don't even know what I'm saying, man. I'm half asleep, getting up, getting my coffee, getting shit ready for work. But yeah, I just want to let you know I wasn't ignoring you. Just had to get some shut-eye for work. But good to hear from you. Hope to hear from you soon, bro.
Wow. So... as some of you heard in the last podcast with my interview with the Wizard of L.A., and I believe Mr. Turetsky was in that first part. I cannot remember because I really don't listen back to these podcasts after I create them. I'm more concerned about just this creating it, getting it out there, building up the card catalog for my future self so he has something to listen to. So he's got, instead of listening to, like, my grandma and her... In her final years, she loved listening to, like, these Perry Mason mysteries, and her eyesight got bad, and so all she had was just her... She had an extraordinary imagination, and to be able to play these tapes and just sort of envision this mystery and envision this thing going on, it was just, like, her favorite thing. Now, imagine if you could sit there, and you're echoing back to you all of these ideas, all of these philosophies, all of these predictions, all of these, you know, man, one day I would love to do this, one day I'd love to do that. And sure enough, bam, this one came true. Bam, this date, that one came true. Bam, this date, that one came true. And what's so crazy is I think in those final days, we keep echoing that inspiration back to us. A lot of times we're ashamed of things we've created in the past. Oh, that's such an old song. That's an old song. Well, how many new Prince is coming out with an album. You know, he's got these archives of all this information. They're releasing it. We get the joys of hearing these albums that, you know, did he ever think anybody would ever hear them? Holy moly, what an awesome treasure trove. We get to see into the mind, the genius. So let's say, for instance, if we heard let's say the song Kiss started out as like a melody in little young Prince's mind, you know. You know, maybe it was this funny little thing that he would kind of sing to himself, and then as he grew older, it kind of grew into this... into the song. We don't know the elements of what created what it was that he created, or for any genius for that matter. So to be able to give those ingredients to ourselves, we're going, okay, here's my idea. This is what I'd like to do. And now all of a sudden, we keep feeding ourselves with the good nutrition, feeding ourselves. What if we were to give compliments to our future selves? You know, little Easter eggs for them to unwrap later on. For them to take a look at and go, hey, you know what? That's pretty cool. You left that for me. Well, that guy was, you know, I did that. I did that for myself. What a nice little gift. By the way, this band that you're hearing in the background here, they're called Shores, and that plays into something in which I'm about to mention. But first, this. Okay. The Wizard of L.A. The Shores. See, Paulie and I were talking about how fun it would be to make an experimental side project. And it's, you know, based on the blues and haikus. It's based on the fun stuff they're doing in the factory with Andy Warhol and all those guys, Jack Kerouac, the Merry Pranksters. And you got just this awesome experimental. I say, okay, Paulie, what's a kind of song that you've always wanted to create? You know, it'll be just you, me, our voices. You know, I'll bring in the theremin. Whatever the heck, you know, it's just an experimental soundscape that can actually be something that you listen to in one full take, because it's just one, you know, concept album, so to speak. It'd just be this fun soundscape of improvisation and getting it all out there. So I was thinking, oh my gosh, wouldn't that be fun if there was like this other band that opened up Free Otley Crew? It's us, you know, or for those who want to participate. But that's the band, which is the experimental band, where we put in, we came up a huge list of various song titles for original Yachtly Crew songs. And they are so fun and so funny. And someone has just, you know, someone has not yet made that first move. Oh, there's a great one that Philly Ocean and Tommy Bowie are creating right now. I'm not even going to give away the title of it. It's just, it sounds so good. It really does sound like something. So, I would love to cobble that together. And this is what I'm thinking. So there isn't this feeling of like, oh no, well, we don't want people to not, you know, like what we're doing. Well, guess what? So this other band makes the song, and then if people respond well to it, well, then guess what? Now Yachtly Crew can cover that song. So it's like we're the ones covering our own song, adding an extra element to it, you know? So people, maybe they hear that same song twice in one night, but it's two different ways. Oh my God. See, there's so many astounding ways of going about this. So I told the wizard, I had this vision of, wow, how fun would that be? Is we have this variety show type thing, open up for Yachtly Crew. We could, you know, maybe, who's to say you don't got magic going on? You don't got, you know, maybe there's Michelangelo up there spinning fire around. The Wizard of LA is doing, he's making his wand levitate. And just this cacophony of just, you know, this greatness of getting the audience, you know, cooked up for it. Maybe it's just a half an hour. And then bam, you know, it's like, and then bam, out comes Yachtly Crew. So, Paulie and I were talking about this idea. We call it Shores. Because at first I said, oh, we could call it Shores Brothers. He goes, what about just Shores? And I thought, yeah. And then I thought, wow, what if we spell it S-S-H-O-R-E-S-S? So it's like Shores. You know, so it sounds like the ocean washing upon your shores. Shores. So, right now, in addition to Chompy Chomperton, I am feeling enough blue. Oh, it smells so good, too. Oh my gosh, blueberry. These are what are called the Mr. Sketch scented. Oh man, these are so good. Oh man. See, if they made these things non-toxic to the future generations, they could actually put vitamins in here. So if it tastes, if it's tasty, the kid can eat their marker, no problem, and they'll get vitamins. It's a win-win. It's a win-win. They're licking the marker. Oh, maybe the smell of the marker too. You know, it's like, shoots these spores into the spores. Oh no, I've been spored. How you feeling, Grams? I'm so spored. What do you mean? I'm so spored, I've got the spores. The spores? I've got the spores inside my soul. Well, Grant, well, why would you say that? Oh, I feel them shaking, I feel them baking, I feel them quaking. Oh. Sounds like we need to figure this out. Well, I do say I'm scared of aberrations, aren't you? Okay, we'll check this out. We'll check this out. So I'm right now putting the blue on. It's a light blue. Some for me, yeah, it's some for you. You might have heard me do that voice before. That is, there's this famous. He taught Louis Armstrong everything he knows about singing. I mean, that's why Louis Armstrong sings the way he does it. This guy's name is Charlie Sunshine, and he calls himself Charlie. I'm Charlie Sunshine. I can't do it justice, but there was this recent article I was reading, but I knew about this before. I'm just happier it's making a bigger spotlight. I was reading in a zine that there's this new Charlie Sunshine rare audio that's floating through the through this stream, and you're like, "Who's Charlie Sunshine?" I'm like, I'm a big band aficionado. I know about all these guys. I know about all these guys. Who the hell is Charlie Sunshine? Well, he's famous. There's this one specific, you know, the name Continental Breakfast. You know, they call that when you go to motel, perhaps a great, or even excellent hotel. To give you a continental breakfast. Sometimes that's a donut. Sometimes it's you even got eggs out there. Other times they'll give you some pancakes. They got the you've seen it, the waffle machine. Yeah, the waffle machine. It's always fun, you know. Trying to get the hang of it. You're trying to get the hang of it. What else are you gonna do? You're trying to get the hang of it. Down there, maybe they got some fruit. Got a fruit platter. Hey, welcome to our continental breakfast. Brekkie extravaganza, we call it here. Welcome to the Brekkie extravaganza. How would you like your continental breakfast served, sir? Well, I definitely would love to have... Would you like some strawberries here, plucked straight from our garden? Our beach garden? Okay, I will have some strawberries. I will also have... Might I interest you in the mincemeat pie, sir? You look like a foreigner, so perhaps you'd like something exotic on your trip here to the Americas. Well, I do say, if you had mutton, do you have blood ice cream? Like, just red ice cream? We got red ice cream. It's called strawberry, dude. Blood, it's like blood pudding, but they add it into the ice cream. Dude, you must be from Planet Nine or something, dude. Okay, because I don't seem to understand a word you're saying. I do say, what did they hire you from, the local zoo? Where did they hire you from, the local zoo? Why are you saying that, sir? God. Ever since I started getting peach fuzz on my face, people have been telling me, I'm like, yeah, like, what? Like, what, are you from the jungle or something? I'm like, dude, nah, it's just facial hair. You know, it's what happens when you go through puberties. When you go right through puberties, that's what happens. Part of me, while I have another sniffy sniff at this blueberry marker. Okay, I do say, right now, the best thing I could eat. What is this?
Looks like someone left their food on the table.
Oh, well, I do say this is fine. I should be eating this.
You're not gonna... I'm here to get you fresh food, bro. That was from the last person who worked here. Hey,
what is this? Is this mutton? Okay. Oh, yeah. What's this, coffee? Excuse me, do you have cream or even sugar?
Yeah, dude. Be right back. Yum, yum.
Mmm. Mmm. Coffee and mutton, like, gluten to cream or anything, yeah. Mmm.
Mmm. I mean, you know, when in America, do as Americans do. Eat their mutton. Eat their mutton and pour their French wine down the drain. Straight down the drain. But if I'm not in America, I drink the French wine. But when I'm in America, I pour it down the drain. Down the drain with that, I say. Yum. I do say, yum, this mutton is good. It could have a little bit more blood in it, but That's great. That's great. This mutton. It needs a tad more liver. Nom, nom, nom. This tastes more like a shepherd's pie. It tastes like a shepherd's pie, and it smells like the queen's pudding. Yeah. Grotesque. Indeed. Get that microphone off my face. I'm just here. I'm enjoying my food. I feel like I'm on Sesame Street the way I'm eating this food. It's not even getting down my throat. It's pouring all over my three-piece suit. Actually, a seven-piece suit, because I'm wearing also a vest and also a tank top beneath my shirt. And I've got a bow tie in the front of my neck and also in the back of my neck. Yes. And of course, that's why I'm wearing a wig, because I have another face. I have another face tattooed on the back of my head, so I can show people that I have eyes in the back of my head, also a face. I go one better. Not just eyes in the back of my head, an entire face. I've had prostheses on many occasions. These Beverly Hills doctors, they know what they're doing. All the time, every time. Except a few times. Mostly, always, they do what I need them to do. Or if they don't, I just pay them more, and they'll do it even faster than before. I know how these young ones work. Straight out of college, I've got to pay my loans. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Just be rich. Just be rich. Very simple. Solve it all. I'm rich. There. Solved. Solved. That's the secret of the equation. Money, 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 money. Solved. You got a problem. Your boyfriend broke your heart. Money. Money, 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 money. Solved. What have you done? You've lost your wallet? Money, 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 money. There you go. Solved it. Solved it. Solved it with money. Another wonderful thing to do. Another wonderful thing to fix. I've done it again. I prove it all. I buy what I need with money, 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 money. Oh, I love me my chocolates. I do love me my chocolates, and I need them now, please. Always, forevermore. Meow. How do I get them? Money, 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 money. Don't worry. Don't worry. The money quotient solves it all. It solves it all. I say this mutton was delicious. It was quite delicious.
Oh, dude. Okay, so do you need like a doggy bag or something?
I have no dogs anywhere. I don't look at dogs. Nowhere I go is a dog.
Oh, looks like someone just came in with a dog, bro.
I say get away, you little rodent. I step on rodents, you make it leave. This is a restaurant, I now give it F. F for foolish.
Why are you yelling at the top of your lungs, bro? You look like you couldn't even handle that. You barely sit up straight, bro. Like,
yeah, you'll get away from me, otherwise I won't give you a tip. More coffee.
But you never ordered any coffee. That was just sitting there when you sat there. Are you done with this plate?
Oh, of course I am. Yeah, no, let me lick it. Okay, now I'm done. You take it away.
All right, bro, chill out, dude.
No, I'm not chilly.
I said chill out, dude.
I am not chilly. Don't you dare turn on the furnace.
I'm not. Okay, do you want more coffee?
Mm. Listen to how it swishes in my gums. Yeah, I'm very fortunate I still have my gums. I came into this world with my gums, and I shall exit this world with my gums down forevermore. Ah, you numbskull, give me some of this, Corby.
You gotta say please, Brad. Okay, on the fist bump.
I don't bump a fist with another person. It's just it's rude.
Well, you're being pretty rude, to be honest with you.
It's very, you're being very rude. You're cutting me off on my wisdom. Respect your elders now. Now.
I am. I'm just what?
Now. 12 jumping jacks. Now. Respect your elders.
Sir, I'm holding this plate.
Now. Otherwise, no tip. No tip for you or your family.
My family doesn't work here, bro. I'm just like, okay, I'm in college. I got a paper. I got loans, you know?
I don't care about your life forevermore. Give me more pudding. Bloody, 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 dark and bloody, 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 bloody. Bring it to me. It's bloody pudding. Bring it to
me. Whoa, dude, are you turning it? What are you, Transformer? He's like transforming in like some giga.
Hello, I'm Optimus Prime.
Whoa, dude, that crazy old man turned into a Transformer?
Yes, Optimus Prime.
Whoa, I cannot believe I got one of those Decepticons here in my restaurant, dude.
Number one, I am an Autobot. Number two, you are merely an employee here. Number three, how may I serve you?
Whoa, you just transformed into a semi-truck. I've never seen something like that here in my restaurant before. Whoa, you just transformed into a duck, bro. Who would have thought he would have transformed into a duck? What? Listen, bro, I told you, I'm gonna try to find some of that blood pudding, bro. But I can't. Listen, what is. Yeah, I'm sorry, you know, actually, we're not allowed to have ducks in here. Like, someone with one of those dogs on a leash is. Ouch, ouch, you just bit my foot. Dude, come on, don't. Ow, my elbow. Okay. Hold your bill. Alright, hold your bill. Damn, bro. That is just a massive. That's a massive pain. Quit biting. You just busted my earlobe. Alright, I'm just gonna go over here. I'll be right back with your chicken soup, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're solid. I got it. Not iceberg lettuce? Okay, I'll see whatever we got that's not iceberg lettuce. Jeez. What a drag. Whoa, what a drag.
July 13th, Friday.
You know, we've all been in this situation before. But, you know, we're just doing our thing. We're running our game. And then we meet somebody that we weren't expecting to meet. I know you guys know who. what I'm talking about. You're fooling around. You know what I mean? And then you fell in love. A master plan through about a million girls. I loved a man, I'll leave him alone. I didn't care how much that car was worth. The tears that
Top Gun.
Get all the loose stuff here.
This is Stu Strauss, the Woodsman, and you're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
So that was an extraordinary promo by Everybody's favorite yacht rock band, Yachtly Crew. Ladies and gentlemen. Hello, everybody. Are you out there? Is everybody doing fine? Is there a pulse happening? Oh, they're filtering in the room. I have to wait for these guys to filter in the room. Thank you. Oh my God. Thank you, God. Oh God. You guys. Yeah. It's Everybody's favorite yacht rock band. I know. Everybody's favorite yacht rock band. Yachtly Crew. Right? Oh my gosh. Oh man. So, you heard a good promo by those guys. And also, you heard Fooled Around and Fell in Love. That was done at the Viper Room. At the Viper Room. That is by Elvin Bishop. Fooled Around and Fell in Love. Fell in love. Fooled around, fell in love. That was their version. That was their version. Their version, monsieur. Version, monsieur. So, ooh, this is, smells so good. Boy. Ooh, that is so good. That is so good. That is, smells so good. As I may or may not have said, I am making a Shores sort of album cover, if you will. If you will, and you will. Adding some blue. We got waves, okays, we got waves. On these waves, blues, different blues. I threw some greens in there. I got my two favorite. They've become my favorite. Green and blue. It's I guess people are calling it the color of sea foam. The more I look at these colors, I had a hard time describing them. I realize it's the most blue, like that teal blue sky mixed with a very healthy tree that is like it just rained. It just stopped raining that morning and you see the greens. Ooh, those sort of like neon greens coming out. Those have become my favorite colors. It's a large story attached with it, which will someday be told. The legend that will someday be told. But Kurt, what's the story behind the colors? Someday that story sure will be told. Wouldn't that be rotten if I told that story, like, at some point, and I never actually point out that that is the story that I'm waiting to tell you? How else would someone know? You go years going, man, what happened? So cool if he, would have just considered telling us that story that he promised. He promised he'd say that story about why those colors are his favorite. He said that. I heard him say it on his podcast. I heard him say it. Tried and true. He said it. And then I do say it, but I do not proceed it with, okay, everyone, all of you who have been wondering about this story, you've heard so much about, that's been hyped up, here we go. No. It snuck in there. It snuck in like an Easter egg. It's like I had some commencement speech for some university. Columbia College, probably. Bam, out it comes, and then boom! And then the skeptics. No, no, no. He'll never, never tell that story. He'll never do that. He will never do it. He'll keep us hanging. Keep us hanging just like all good storytellers do. They all do it. I've seen them do it. They've done it. They've done it. I've seen them do it. So I'm drawing in the S's. The fun extra bonus I'm adding on to this is the backward, I made the last two S's, because I was telling you it was spelled S-S-H-O-R-E-S-S. Well, these last two S's are backwards. This is what I'm envisioning. This exact drawing being the album cover. The Shores album. Shores. Shores.
Shores. Whoa, Shores. Yeah, Shores. Shores, I tells you. Shores. Shores. Shores, I tells you. Shores. Shores, yeah. Yo, Shores.
Are you sure?
Oh, Shores.
Are you like, is you absolutely certain?
Oh, Shores. Oh, Shores.
So you're saying that so everything is, like, squared?
Oh, Shores. Shores. Yeah, Shores. Oh, yeah, Shores.
See, but, okay, so it's fully...
Oh, yeah, Shores. Shores. Shores, yeah. Shores. Shores. Shores it is. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Like, sure it is? Like, are you saying... I'm having a tricky time reading you. Is it, like, a sarcasm kind of...
Oh, Shores. Shores.
Oh, so it's sarcasm.
I never said that.
So, everything's taken care of?
Oh, Shores. Shores. Shores.
Did it rain today?
Oh, Shores. 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 Shores.
Huh. Do you know there's a new Star Wars movie?
Oh, Shores. Shores. Shores.
New Star Wars?
Shores.
Movie coming out?
Shores. 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 Shores.
So, do I, go left or right?
Oh, Shores. Shores. Shores.
Going left, like left or right? Because I'm trying to get to where I need to go. Do I go left or
Shores? Shores.
I'm giving like... I just have the feeling... I don't know if you're listening to what I'm saying. I'm giving you like two different options.
Oh, Shores. Shores.
Two different options. So, can you, do I go left?
Oh, Shores. Shores. Shores.
Oh, so I do go right?
Oh, Shores. Shores. Shores.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Oh, Shores. Shores.
So you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Shores. Shores.
I'm getting through to you right now?
Oh, Shores. Shores.
You're taking, like, you're understanding all the stuff I'm saying, you're processing it, thinking about
Shores. Shores.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for your hospitality.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Your hospitality, your friendliness.
Sure. Oh, sure.
Your hospitality, your consideration.
Sure.
You know, I, on third thought, I've decided I think I'm going to go elsewhere for business.
Oh, sure.
Okay, good. Goodbye now.
Sure.
You're going to destroy my credit card information, correct?
Sure.
Okay. Bye-bye. See you later.
Sure.
Take care.
Sure.
Okay, bye.